This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07, it is 52 degrees this morning. It is really chilly out there. Partly sunny today, high today around 75 degrees, so the temperature about as warm as yesterday, but starting out really cool. The coordinator of Chapel Hill Carborough's Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and a strong proponent, supporter, and administrator of primary education wants to serve you in the North Carolina House of Representatives. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Director of Student Equity and Volunteer Services, Greg Meyer, announced Tuesday evening that he will seek the appointment to District 50's House seat. That seat was formerly held by Valerie Fouché, who was appointed to Senate District 23 seat, formerly held by Ellie Kinnaird. I have always seen my personal mission as connecting people to the power and opportunities they need to reach their fullest potential, he said in a press release, and that will remain my goal as I enter the world of political service. Meyer was on the two-member appointment committee in Orange County that will choose who fills the seat in the House. He resigned that position before throwing his hat into the ring. According to the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools website, the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program has been acknowledged for excellence at local, state, and national levels, with Meyer at the helm, and now serves more than 200 students per year. Meyer's work has brought in more than $1 million in grant and donor-based funding for the BRMA and more than $400,000 for student scholarship funds. Meyer was appointed to the newly created Director of Student Equity and Volunteer Services position last July. In that position, he continued his work with the BRMA and the district's Parent University, a free portal to help parents stay connected with the district. Tune in to the WCHL Morning News this morning in the 7 o'clock hour to hear Greg Meyer live in our studio to discuss his intentions to fill the seat in the House representing District 50. Plans to build a new community center in the Rogers Road neighborhood are indefinitely delayed, as Orange County staffers say initial project bids are twice what the Board of Commissioners had budgeted. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Interim County Manager Michael Talbert told Orange County Commissioners last night that progress towards a Rogers Road Community Center will have to be put on hold.
Today we received bids on the community center. Unfortunately, the bids came in substantially over budget.
Commissioners authorized $650,000 to build a new facility, but the initial project bids range from $1.3 up to $1.6 million. Talbert said the project would have to be redesigned, but he offered no timeline for when that might happen.
The county, as stated earlier, is committed to this project. We will begin working immediately with the architect to redesign this project to get it within budget and move forward to rebid the project at some future date after we can come back with a redesign.
And that wasn't the only setback for Rogers Road residents at last night's meeting. The board had planned to approve an operating agreement with the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA, for the community center. The commissioners pulled the agreement off the agenda, saying a slew of last-minute changes required further review by the county attorney. Despite the delays, Board Chair Barry Jacobs said the commissioners remain committed to the project.
The Board of County Commissioners has done nothing to delay this, so we're going to try and deal with things that were unanticipated, that came up, that could delay it, and try and keep things moving forward as expeditiously as we possibly can.
The operating agreement is tentatively scheduled to come back before the board for a vote on October 1st. Funding for the community center is part of a remediation plan for the neighborhood that's lived with the landfill for 40 years. Commissioners last night reviewed the final report from a multi-jurisdictional task force charged with creating a plan to extend sewer service to the neighborhood as part of that remediation. Under the plan, Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County would split the roughly $5.8 million bill to bring sewer service to 86 homes in the area. The plan is making its way through the three jurisdictions, with Carborough and Orange County officials waiting to see if Chapel Hill will extend extraterritorial jurisdiction to the area, as attorneys say that's the only way the town can invest money in the sewer project. With a community center on hold and funding for the sewer plan still uncertain, Commissioner Mark Dorson urged his fellow commissioners to take action to show their support for the remediation plan.
There is a perception now in the community that the towns are more committed to this than the county. I don't believe that's true, but I believe it's unfortunate.
Dorson put forward a motion to commit the board to future funding for the sewer project, but the motion failed to garner support from any other commissioners. Jacobs said board members were acting on the advice of County Attorney John Roberts. Roberts cautioned the board against any action on the remediation plan while the EPA is investigating claims by RENA that the county engaged in environmental racism against a largely African-American community.
I think it is legally risky to expend funds in this area when the EPA could come in and say, oh, that's very nice and irrelevant. You need to expend more funds to do X, Y, Z.
Dorison, who acted as Rena's attorney in the EPA complaint before stepping aside in July, said he disagreed with the attorney's advice. He worried that the board's silence sent a signal to the community that commissioners were losing momentum on the remediation plan. But Renee Price, who co-chaired the task force that developed the sewer plan, said her support for the Rogers Road neighborhood was unwavering.
In our responsibility as commissioners, we have not forgotten that neighborhood. I've been there numerous times. I actually take it kind of as an affront to say that I'm not committed.
County commissioners will take up the issue of the remediation plan November 21st when the board meets with elected officials from Carrboro and Chapel Hill at the annual Assembly of Governments. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:12. More news in just a moment.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Why do you buy what you buy, and how do you decide where to buy it? I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Acura. The Internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you walk in our door, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. We have no secrets. Anything you want to know, we'll tell you. From the moment of first contact, you'll experience how we're different. Wow! Why would you want to buy an Acura anywhere else? You can lease a 2013 Acura ILX for $198 per month, and the performance promise is included. Wow! We look forward to seeing you soon, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
A4044, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $34.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $26,795 and selling price of $25,748. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery by 9/30/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com, where sales and service specials abound. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value. Always. Performance Acura is a Hendrick team member.
51 degrees. 6:15 at WCHL. Carver Alderman member Michelle Johnson said on Tuesday that providing sewer services to the historic Rogers Road community depends on the town of Chapel Hill taking in parts of the neighborhood as an ETJ, or extraterritorial jurisdiction. She said without that happening, further progress would not be possible. WCHL's Rachel Nash will have that story related to Rogers Road coming up at the bottom of the hour. The UNC Department of Public Safety arrested Rafael Sierra Gaona, 55, early Tuesday morning on charges of second-degree rape related to an incident that occurred at the State Employees Credit Union house on Mason Farm Road Friday evening. DPS sent out a message to campus through Alert Carolina on Saturday, warning people of the incident. According to DPS spokesperson Randy Young, the victim was not a UNC student nor affiliated with the university. Janice McAdams, SECU Family House Executive Director, released a statement to WCHL on Tuesday, and that statement said, "At the SECU Family House, our mission is to care for families as they cope with serious illness. We are grieved by the events that occurred on Friday evening. This is a deplorable act. It violates a sense of community and safety that has been the hallmark of SECU Family House the last 5 years. We are not at liberty to disclose facts of the case that might compromise the police investigation. However, we are truly grateful to law enforcement and the community for their help in finding this person. SECU Family House continues to be a safe place for families, visitors, and volunteers." Again, that is a statement from Janice McAdams at SECU Family House released to WCHL. The SECU Family House provides a place to stay for families, patients who are being treated for critical illness or injury at UNC hospitals. The chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party says inflammatory rhetoric and symbolism by some protesters of GOP policies aren't helping create a respectful political dialogue. Claude Pope made the comments on Tuesday, a day after marchers outside the executive mansion carried empty caskets to memorialize four girls killed in an Alabama church bombing 50 years ago this week. The Reverend William Barber of the state NAACP on Monday called on Governor Pat McCrory to remember the blood that was shed to advance voting rights in the country. Allies of Barber and Democrats have condemned an election overhaul bill approved by lawmakers and signed by McCrory as making it harder for many groups to vote. Pope says it's a stretch to connect the governor with a tragedy from 50 years ago. WCHL News Time, 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamont Village in Chapel Hill. If you haven't tried Five Guys, get by today and try it for lunch or maybe for dinner. Well, not a lot of traffic this morning, not so far, but Rand Northam is in the newsroom as usual, and he'll be keeping a very close eye on traffic. We'll have his first report coming up about a half an hour from now on WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great, and it'll get you going. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. It is really chilly this morning, 51 degrees. Partly sunny, high today about 75. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s again. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with the highs in the upper 70s. If you want to look ahead to tomorrow night, we'll have a few clouds moving in here on Thursday night with the lows in the middle 50s, and Friday back to all sunshine. So really good weather with us for the next several days here in WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at WCHL Championship Sports.
There you are, jumping up and down, yelling at the top of your lungs, screaming like you've won the lotto at one moment, cursing like the sailor you should have been at another. And other times, so close to tears, she brings you some Kleenex. Your wife watches all of this. Is she concerned? Hardly. She's amused. It is, after all, football season. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. She loves you so much, she even brings you a beer and sandwich in between plays, so she doesn't step in front of the screen during a play. Her love is rare, men, and you're wise to thank her with a gift that lasts throughout the season, and into next season, and the next. Because football never really ends. The only gift with that kind of staying power, my friends, is jewelry. From Grimble Jewelers, of course. So get in here. We'll huddle over the cases with you. Then you'll rush home to thank her for loving that crazy sailor in you and all the other parts that football brings out. GrimbleJewelers.com, corner of Franklin and Elliott.
Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. I'm Ron Stutz. Carolina's away football game against Georgia Tech this weekend will likely tell the tale of the season. Another loss against their Coastal Division rival will put the Tar Heels at a severe disadvantage in their quest to get to Charlotte for the ACC Championship game in December. WCHL's Matt Oak spoke to a couple of UNC's impact players as they gun for some revenge coming up on Saturday.
The Georgia Tech triple option offense has proven to be Carolina's undoing in years past, but senior quarterback Bryn Renner says he is encouraged by his team's progress over the last couple weeks as the Tar Heels get set for their Saturday showdown. Renner says despite the Yellow Jacket offense receiving all the hype, their defense still presents some big challenges for the UNC offense.
I watched their old games, and they're very just sound technically. I'm not going to do too much, you know, to kind of confuse you, but they're going to be really sound fundamentally, and you have to execute. You're going to have to, you know, make plays to beat them, and I think that's the one thing Coach Root does is he's technically sound in the way he coaches.
Keeping the Carolina defense off the field in Atlanta on Saturday will be key, especially since Renner says the ball-controlling Georgia Tech offense has a way of wearing down opposing defenses if given the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. We know the type of offense that they run. They're going to be ball-controlling, and I think, you know, Coach Shore said it best yesterday, critical situations, you know, converting on third and four, you know, third and mediums, you know, if we get stuck in the third and long, we have to, you know, convert, because punting the football means you're probably not going to get it for at least 5 minutes or you're going to be off the field. So we're going to have to convert and keep our defense off the field.
Renner says one of his offensive goals is to distribute the ball more frequently to talented receiver Quinshaw Davis.
Yeah, I think, you know, just him getting involved more is definitely key. You know, every week we go into the ball game, but, you know, they know who he is now. No, he's not a, you know, freshman anymore, but, you know, we're going to try to get him the ball as much as possible.
Senior defensive tackle Tim Jackson says the number 68 has been on the minds of the defense for a while now. 68 being the Yellow Jackets' tally a year ago against the Tar Heels. He says he and his teammates are eager to make amends on Saturday.
I've definitely heard it a lot in the past 2 weeks as opposed to the summer or whatnot, but it's definitely something the defense talks about. We've talked about it since the day it happened and making sure it doesn't happen again. To know that the offense put up 50 points, they did everything they could to win the game, put us in a position to win the game, and for the defense just to let them down, we all took it personal, and we want to make sure that doesn't happen this week.
Personally, Jackson says Georgia Tech is one of only two teams in the ACC he has yet to beat. He says as a senior, he understands this is his final crack at the win.
I know that Georgia Tech is a team I haven't beat since I've been here. Every other ACC team in the conference, in both divisions, I've beaten over my course of my career here, and Georgia Tech is definitely a team I want. Boston College is a exception, but I haven't played them yet. But, I definitely take it personally. It's a team in our coastal division that we haven't beaten yet.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The top-ranked UNC men's soccer team escaped with a 1-0 overtime win against Campbell Tuesday night on Raby George's goal in the 97th minute. North Carolina outshot the Camels by a 16-8 margin, but it took going to overtime for the fourth time in five games to grab the win and remain unbeaten through five games. The first half of play was controlled by Carolina, but it was the second half where the Tar Heels started to get more shots on goal. And finally, despite the defensive-minded efforts of Campbell, UNC hit pay dirt to pull out a close nail-biter on the road and improved to 3-0-2 on the season. Next up for the Tar Heels is a visit to Virginia Tech Friday night at 7 o'clock. That game will be broadcast on ESPN3. You can read this story and follow all the latest in Carolina men's soccer on our website at chapelboro.com. On the heels of its first loss of the season, the Carolina women's soccer team will have little time to regroup. Tonight, a trip to Tallahassee for a league game against the always tough Seminoles of Florida State awaits Carolina. Sunday's loss to Notre Dame marked only the 35th time in 829 career matches that Carolina had failed to score a goal. But the Irish themselves managed to shut out the Tar Heels on four separate occasions. The Seminoles are 6-0-2 this year, 1-0-1 in the ACC. After downing Duke 2-1 on Sunday in Durham, UNC had dominated FSU all time, but the last two meetings have gone the way of Florida State. This premier ACC matchup will be nationally televised at 8 p.m. tonight on ESPNU. You can read the story and follow all the latest in UNC women's soccer on our website at chapelboro.com. Well, you're thinking about the Carolina Panthers? Things not going very well for the Panthers. We may get back to football for just a moment. Panthers announced they've signed safety Robert Lester from the practice squad and placed veteran safety Charles Godfrey on injured reserve with a torn Achilles tendon. Godfrey was injured in Carolina's 24-23 loss to Buffalo on Sunday. Lester, an undrafted rookie out of Alabama, signed with the Panthers in May, but was waived during final cuts. He was later re-signed by the Panthers to the practice squad. He's likely to serve as a backup safety when the Panthers host the New York Giants on Sunday. Panthers need some help on defense from somebody, and people keep getting hurt. 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. And by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers. Use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Charles Osgood. The Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz always wanted a brain.
I would dance and be merry. Life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
Well, scientists say that they have now grown human brain tissue in the lab. The story after this. When it comes to insurance, you've got all sorts of options. Consider this. Mutual insurance companies like Auto Owners are owned entirely by their policyholders. This means that the company's goal is to protect and serve you. It means that they are working to make you happy. Best part, you can get Auto Owners insurance through an independent agency in your local community. Find your local independent agent at AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people.
Every day, it seems, there's something new your smartphone can do. Now, it can open and close your garage door from anywhere in the world. With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime, like right now. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working, even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com. Go ahead, look it up on your smartphone.
The lab-grown 3D brain tissue we were telling you about is not a fully formed human brain, and it doesn't have any level of consciousness.
But the scientists in Vienna who created the tissue say it can replicate the brain's development in the womb, and that, in turn, could lead eventually to new insights on neurological diseases from Alzheimer's to autism. Jürgen Knoblich is the lead researcher.
The tissues that we have generated are not functional brains. What they are is they are developing brains. And for the future, we hope that we or other labs will be able to use this system to model more common diseases.
The scientists created a tissue from human stem cells developed with nutrients and then grown on a scaffold to form what are called organoids. These organoids, which are up to 4 millimeters in length, include parts of the brain's cortex and hippocampus, as well as parts of the retina, but not the cerebellum, which forms later in human embryos. Knoblich says these organoids may also be well-suited for other kinds of research.
Drugs and toxic chemicals are tested mostly in animal models, but then transferring this knowledge to humans, asking how would they actually act on human tissue, is incredibly difficult. And these organoids will allow scientists to do experiments directly on human tissue.
Science marches on. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickey's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from box lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you will have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickey's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
Confusion, anger, defensiveness. Talking with your loved ones that are suffering from dementia can be difficult and overwhelming. Here at Home Watch Caregivers, we understand how hard this can be, and we're here to help you navigate through all the tough questions, emotions, and issues that dementia brings to a family. Let our trained staff help you sort through all the resources and establish a customized plan of care to be sure that your loved one is safe and comfortable. For more information, call 919-960-6038 or visit homewatchcaregivers.com. Home Watch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
Come on out to Chapel Hill High on Saturday, September 21st from 3 to 7 for Tiger Chill, our school-wide carnival for all ages. Last year was tons of fun, and we're adding more this year. Carnival games, live entertainment, shopping, delicious food, and a sledding hill with man-made snow. Bring the whole family for food, fun, and excitement at Tiger Chill. Hope to see you at Chapel Hill High on Saturday, September 21st from 3 to 7. If it does rain, we'll see you on Sunday, September 22nd from 3 to 7. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our school.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM WCHL and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
And time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 52 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's a little nippy this morning. Partly sunny, high today in the middle 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s again. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. So getting just a little bit warmer, but really feels nice out there. I would say fall has fallen. But I'm no better. You know it'll get warm again.
This is 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. We'll know this afternoon whether the Federal Reserve will change policy and scale back its bond buying program. Here's CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
For the first time in almost 5 years, the Fed is expected to announce a major shift in monetary policy. Most economists expect the central bank to announce a $5 to $15 billion reduction in its monthly bond purchases from the current $85 billion per month.
Economist Nariman Barabish says investment experts have anticipated this move.
Already we've seen long bond yields and mortgage rates rise by 100 basis points. We've seen
the taper panic hit the emerging markets. So in that sense, the markets have already reacted.
Some experts think bond buying could be cut by $10 billion a month. Bond strategist Mohammed Al-Arian.
If they end up tapering or reducing their purchases by more than 10 to 15 billion a month, then that will be taken very negatively, and both the bond and the equity markets will sell off.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
52 degrees, 632 WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz. The coordinator of Chapel Hill Carborough's Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and a strong proponent, supporter, and administrator of primary education wants to serve you in the North Carolina House of Representatives. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Director of Student Equity and Volunteer Services, Greg Meyer, announced on Tuesday evening that he will be seeking the appointment to District 50's House seat. That's seat formerly held by Valerie Pusci, who was appointed to Senate District 23 seat, formerly held by Ellie Kinnaird. Meyer was actually on the two-member appointment committee in Orange County that will choose who fills the seat in the House. He resigned that position before he threw his hat into the ring. Tune in to the WCHL Morning News next hour on WCHL. Greg Meyer will be here live in our studio to discuss his intentions to fill the seat in the House representing District 50 and what he brings to the table. Plans to build a new community center in the Rogers Road neighborhood are indefinitely delayed, as Orange County staffers say initial project bids are twice what the Board of Commissioners had budgeted. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Interim County Manager Michael Talbert told Orange County Commissioners last night that progress towards a Rogers Road Community Center will have to be put on hold.
Today we received bids on the community center. Unfortunately, the bids came in substantially over budget.
Commissioners authorized $650,000 to build a new facility, but the initial project bids range from $1.3 up to $1.6 million. Talbert said the project would have to be redesigned, but he offered no timeline for when that might happen.
The county, as stated earlier, is committed to this project. We will begin working immediately with the architect to redesign this project to get it within budget and move forward to rebid the project at some future date after we can come back with a redesign.
And that wasn't the only setback for Rogers Road residents at last night's meeting. The board had planned to approve an operating agreement with the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA, for the community center. The commissioners pulled the agreement off the agenda, saying a slew of last-minute changes required further review by the county attorney. Despite the delays, Board Chair Barry Jacobs said the commissioners remain committed to the project.
The Board of County Commissioners has done nothing to delay this, so we're going to try and deal with things that were unanticipated, that came up, that could delay it, and try and keep things moving forward as expeditiously as we possibly can.
The operating agreement is tentatively scheduled to come back before the board for a vote on October 1st. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A member of the Carborough Board of Aldermen, Michelle Johnson, said to the board on Tuesday that providing sewer services to Rogers Road depends on the town of Chapel Hill taking in parts of the neighborhood as an ETJ, or extraterritorial jurisdiction. She said without that happening, further progress would not be possible. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
You all need to know that if Chapel Hill doesn't create the ETJ, then they can't contribute, and we ask for that.
Johnson and fellow board member Sammy Slade represented Carborough on the Rogers Road Task Force, a group charged with designing a plan to provide much-needed sewer services to the community that's lived next to the landfill for four decades. Johnson and Slade worked alongside representatives from the Chapel Hill Town Council and the Board of County Commissioners, in addition to representatives from the neighborhood. The task force, who has been working for more than a year and a half, preferenced a $5.8 million plan to extend sewer services at its final meeting in August. Officials from the three municipalities also recommended a cost-sharing plan that would have Carborough paying 14%, while Chapel Hill and Orange County each paid 43%. Carborough's share would equal about $900,000. The Board of Aldermen heard a presentation of the final report written by the task force Tuesday night. Johnson said that she and Slade pushed for the town of Chapel Hill to follow through on the ETJ proposal during the task force meetings.
Because it's the only way they can contribute, or the only way they figured out that they could contribute to the sewer improvements.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will discuss plans to hold a public hearing on the matter this month. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton said he stands by Carborough's commitment to contribute $900,000. The projected cost of Carrboro's section of the project is estimated to be just below $850,000. Chilton criticized those who would have a problem with the cost difference.
The concept that anybody would have a problem with that is something I'm looking for. Galling. We're putting in $900,000, and we've said from the beginning we were going to spend $900,000 regardless, and my intuition told me at that time, and this report confirms, that what that would have amounted to is Segment 6, bringing it to Rogers Road. So the part that's built in Carrboro costs slightly less than what Carrboro is putting in. Finish your thought, Chapel Hill.
Another issue which all three municipalities will have to answer will be how to fund the connections running from the houses to the sewer systems. Alderman member Lydia Lavelle pointed out that the board made a commitment in 2005 to address that problem for the soon-to-be-annexed residents in Rogers Road.
We have an obligation that we made back before the annexation took place in 2006 that whenever any homes in the annexed property did ultimately connect, that the town would put $2,000 toward any connection fee.
Carrboro's jurisdiction for providing sewer services encompasses about 30 houses. Town attorney Michael Breaux warned that the price tag for that commitment would be a significant cost. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The UNC Department of Public Safety arrested Rafael Sierra Gaona, 55, early Tuesday morning on charges of second-degree rape related to an incident that occurred at the State Employees Credit Union House, SECU House, on Mason Farm Road on Friday evening. VPS sent out a message to campus through Alert Carolina on Saturday, warning people of the incident. According to the Department of Public Safety spokesperson Randy Young, the victim was not a UNC student and was not affiliated with the university. SECU Family House provides a place to stay for families of patients who are being treated for critical illness or injury at UNC hospitals. The swift work of your local police department led to the apprehension of a man alleged of stealing a vehicle on Saturday evening. Chapel Hill Police Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker says 28-year-old Gregory Harris, who was reportedly driving the vehicle, was arrested just down the street and where the vehicle was reportedly stolen.
The officers conducted some investigation and interviews immediately following the chase, and they followed up with that by locating and arresting Mr. Harris on Lindsay Street in Chapel Hill.
Officers tracked the vehicle using the GPS system OnStar and caught up with Harris and 23-year-old Marvin Ovi in the 2012 Buick. Harris crashed the vehicle at the intersection of Rosemary Street and Glen Burnie Street. Despite fleeing the scene, Sergeant Walker says no additional charges were filed.
The charges that are showing on his arrest report are larceny of an automobile, possession of stolen goods, and speeding to elude arrest. The speeding to elude arrest in the motor vehicle would be that charge.
Ovi was arrested at the scene of the crash on Saturday evening. Well, a police report says the Washington Navy Yard gunman heard voices during a stay in Rhode Island the month before the shooting rampage. The defense contractor told police in early August that the voices were harassing and following him. In the following weeks, Aaron Alexis moved on to the Washington area for work, and law enforcement officials say he was being treated for serious mental problems, but his security clearance was not stripped, and the 34-year-old Alexis entered the sprawling installation on Monday with a valid pass. A picture of his path and what happened in the 30-plus minute rampage emerged the day after the shooting that killed 12 victims and injured 8. But his motive remained a mystery and other questions were left unanswered. Investigators have found no manifesto or other writing suggesting a political or religious motivation for Monday's massacre. Meanwhile, attack has prompted at least 3 investigations into government security and background screenings. The Secretary of the Navy is ordering a pair of security reviews focusing on how well the Navy protects its bases and how accurately it screens its workers. And President Barack Obama has ordered his budget office to examine security standards for government contractors and employees across federal agencies. Of course, you'll be hearing more about that throughout the day here on CBS. News around town this morning. Hillsborough Town Board members approved a special use permit last Monday that will allow a Tractor Supply Company store to be built on Highway 86 near I-85. Tractor Supply, based out of Charlotte, will construct the 19,000-square-foot store with an outdoor sales area and parking lot. Currently, the property is vacant and has the opportunity to support local area farmers. With a special permit approved, the partners will continue the permitting process and may break ground by the end of the year. WCHO News Time, 641. How about all that construction that took place over such a long time on Weaver Dairy Road? Did it really improve things? Jane Salemson has today's commentary. Next.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
This is Jackie Helvey. Why is Carborough such an edgy place? Weaver Street Market is community-owned, plus the place to gather, meet, and hang. The Arts Center is one-stop shopping for anything about the arts. Cat's Cradle is the music institution that helped us earn the designation the Seattle of the South. I could go on, but all I can say is it's Carborough. It's cool. It's edgy.
Explore. Taste. Tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
A little chilly this morning, 52 degrees, 643 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jane Salemson. Recently, I heard Ron Stutz and Freddie Kiger discussing the fiasco of the so-called improvements to Weaver Dairy Road. Specifically, it was the inability to turn left from Perkins Drive onto Weaver Dairy. For 20 years, I've been traveling along that road to shop. Now, going to Chapel Hill North, I can't return the way I came. My choices are a potentially dangerous U-turn at the lights on Weaver Dairy and Martin Luther King, or the longer way around by the gas station to the traffic lights. It's ludicrous. What were they thinking? If they didn't want a left turn from Perkins, a great solution would have been to install a mini roundabout at Perkins and Weaver Dairy, which would also help to slow traffic down. The road is now wide enough for cars to negotiate a mini roundabout. Trucks can use the gas station exit onto Martin Luther King with easy access to I-40. Another area of concern is the new exit from the Timberline Shopping Center. There is a slight incline on Weaver Dairy coming from the east before the Timberline driveway, and cars traveling west on that road can't easily see traffic that's coming out of the shopping center. I have already seen people driving out of there turning left, trying to beat the on Weaver Dairy traffic. Can something be done about these fiascos before any accidents happen? Do people need to be injured or even killed before the Department of Transportation realizes what poor planning they have instigated? This is Jane Salemson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina will be in Atlanta this weekend to face Georgia Tech, which always presents a unique challenge for the Tar Heel defense against the Yellow Jackets' option-based offensive attack. How aggressive can the Carolina D be against the Jackets? That's a question that has been on the mind of head coach Larry Fedora.
You always want your defense to play aggressively. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you want to play aggressive. But at the same time, you gotta be responsible for your job. I mean, you have option responsibilities. And no matter how aggressive you want to be, if you have the dive, you got to take the dive. And if you got the quarterback, you have to take the quarterback. You can't help out on the dive just because you want to go hit the guy.
What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Of course, the Tar Heel offense will play a role in how Carolina fares against the Jackets, and not just by how many points it puts on the scoreboard.
We're going to have to take care of the football. That's number one. We cannot allow them to have extra possessions. So we have to take care of the football. And then we have to finish drives off because we know going into this game we're going to have fewer possessions. I mean, that's just the way it works against them with the style. So we're going to have fewer possessions, so we have to finish drives off.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Always good to hear from the coach. Big game coming up on Saturday. Game time, 12 noon down in Atlanta. That means our coverage on WCHL will begin bright and early on Saturday morning with Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare, followed by the Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. Then we'll take you down to Atlanta for the Tar Heel Network pregame show. Of course, after the game is over, we'll even have postgame coverage right here on WCHL. It's called On the Heels.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they have been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at CedarburgKitchens.com.
A not-to-be-missed musical experience. Hear, live, in concert, the epic power and timeless message of humanity and brotherhood when Grant Llewellyn and the North Carolina Symphony perform Beethoven's Ninth. Grant Llewellyn leads the North Carolina Symphony, master chorale, and soloists in Beethoven's inspiring and monumental Ode to Joy, the Ninth Symphony. Beethoven tickets start at $18. Order yours at Ticketmaster.com or call 919-733-2750 now. September 19th, 20th, and 21st at Mimandi Concert Hall, and the 22nd in Chapel Hill at UNC's Memorial Hall. Beethoven's Ninth with the North Carolina Symphony.
Best seats available Thursday night.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. He's walking in right now. Yes, he's here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Rand Northam with a look at your morning traffic.
A very good morning to you, Ron.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you very much. Traffic is starting off the day very smoothly. That is good news. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
Awfully nice purple shirt this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for looking so good, as always.
I try.
You always inspire me, and then in my efforts to keep up, I fall completely flat. Thanks again.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. Boy, it's a little chilly this morning. 52 degrees right now. 51 in Carboro. Partly sunny, high today 75. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 50s again. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Really nice weather for a few days here and a lot cooler than we're accustomed to. There is no question about that. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Actor Robert Blake is 80 years old today, believe it or not. Actor, comedian Fred Willard is 80. Singer Frankie Avalon, teen heartthrob back in the 50s, is 73 years old today. Actress Beth Grant, who is on The Mindy Project on TV, is 64 today. Basketball coach Rick Pitino is 61. College Football Hall of Famer and retired NFL player Billy Sims out of Oklahoma, 58 years old today. Baseball Hall of Famer Ryan Sandberg is 54. Actress Holly Robinson Peete is 49. She just happens to be married to Calvin Peete, the football player. Ricky Bell, Belle Biv DeVoe, a new addition, 46 years old today. Actress Aisha Tyler, 43. Racing cyclist Lance Armstrong is 42. Actress Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's far better half, 42 years old today. Comedian actor Jason Sudeikis of Saturday Night Live fame is 38 years old today. TV correspondent Sarah Haynes turns 36, and actor C.J. Sanders is 17 today. Our local celebrity birthday winner is Joe Swartz. Joe used to be here at WCHL and now with the Indy, and excellent writer and all-around good guy. Joe Swartz has a birthday today, and Joe, we're going to make sure you get a gift certificate from UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, and hope you celebrate your birthday with style. Joe Swartz, happy birthday from the UPS stores and all of us at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, you ready for the excitement today? It's Freddie Kiger.
It's my birthday!
We just had birthdays a moment ago, and I just played that song, of course. And Freddie Kiger coming in here on the tail end of all our celebrity birthdays. The biggest celebrity of all, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Maybe to my mother. Maybe to my mom.
Yeah, to your mom.
To my mom.
To a lot of us.
Well, thanks. Thanks.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, you know, you're finally going to admit to being 40?
Folks, I am, I don't even know what the term is.
Yeah.
I'm old as dirt. But you know what? I really don't feel it.
Yeah.
Just completed another softball season with East Chapel Hill Rotary and felt like I had a pretty good season. Had fun.
You certainly don't act it.
Well, this is very true. That may be well my issue.
Ladies and gentlemen, maturity does not, and I speak from personal experience here too.
Does not require growing up.
Maturity does not necessarily come with age.
That is true. In fact, I like what Satchel Paige said about growing old. It's mind over matter.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't mind, it don't matter.
He also said,
don't look over your shoulder.
Back. Yeah, somebody might be gaining on
That's
you.
Right.
And you're gaining on me, buddy.
Yeah. But you know what? I'll never catch you.
That's true.
Just,
I know. What are you going to do? Celebrate your birthday?
I don't know. I mean, Miss Karen and I, I'm sure, maybe
just
do something.
You're just waiting to be surprised, in other words.
Well, I don't know. Just kind of let it, you know, just see what happens.
Yeah. Karen, pressure's on.
Yeah. Well, no, she's a good lady. She's very considerate.
She'll take care of you, I'm sure.
The NFL is
our... She's a tolerant woman.
Very.
No question.
What NFL team is one of the very few not to have official team cheerleaders?
Hmm?
And definitely the only team without a logo on its helmet.
That's the National Freddy League, by the way.
That would be correct. What NFL team is one of the very few not to have an official set of team cheerleaders?
Uh-huh.
And definitely the only team without a logo on its helmet.
I'm going to have to think about that.
Yeah, I like it when you have to think.
Yeah, that's painful.
If you know the answer, give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
Yeah, exactly. And you can swap trivia prize with one of our previous winners, and you can get a...
$10 gift certificate from Cruisers.
Good to go.
Outstanding, yes.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Pat Perret is a veteran reading volunteer with the Chapel Hill Carboro City Schools. Here's Susan Pierce to tell you why she's today's WCHL hometown hero.
She has been volunteering with us for a long time before she started with Chapel Hill Carboro School. She volunteered in Orange County, and so she's a veteran volunteer. She's also in our Volunteer Hall of Fame because she's been with us for so long. Our database that we have currently goes back to 2000, and she was here then.
Uh-huh.
And so I believe that she was even volunteering with us before that.
Where specifically does she volunteer?
Well, she's volunteering at Glenwood, and she loves being at Glenwood because she has a lot of international background in terms of where she's lived. She lived in Korea and she's lived in France, and there are so many kids from other countries that go to Glenwood, so that it's just a perfect fit for her. She's a school reading partner, and she's been doing that with us since Scroggs opened. She read at Scroggs for several years, and then when she moved house, she moved to Glenwood, and she's been there ever since as a school reading partner. She's also been trained as an ESL volunteer, so she generally works with students who speak another language at home.
Pat Perret has a really special connection with the kids.
She doesn't force herself on children. She lets them kind of come to her. She's very gentle, but at the same time gets what she needs to get accomplished. She's always a favorite of the kids and the teacher and anybody else that she works with. She's really a delightful person.
Pat Perret's work in the schools only tells part of the story.
She's working part-time at Carol Woods, and what she's doing is health promotion and disease prevention. She screens residents for overall health and well-being. She likes to get involved in the community. She also volunteers in Chatham County for the Literacy Council, so she's worked over the years with adults trying to teach them English. She's also gone to Haiti 5 times, being excited about going down there. Specifically, she has supported, along with her church, the St. Joseph's Home for Boys, which is an orphanage, and they've raised money, and they've gone down, I think, and worked on the house and gotten to know the boys. She is never without a project or something in the community that she's involved with and wanting to make a difference.
Our thanks to Susan Pierce for the nomination. They love her at Glenwood, and now you know why. Pat Perret, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
A lot of phone calls coming in this morning with Freddie's trivia question.
No logo on the helmet.
No logo on the helmet.
And one of the very few that they do not have official team cheerleaders.
Oh,
I don't know. Up on the banks of Lake Erie.
Really?
Yeah. The seal brown, burnt orange, and white of...
The Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns!
Wow.
Yep. Yes, the seal brown, orange, and white have not won an NFL title since 1964.
Never thought about that.
And one of the very few not to have ever been in a Super Bowl... Browns.
All right. Well, you got the first caller in here said Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, that's not true because they got a logo right there inside their helmet. The second caller said Detroit Lions. Well, that's not true either. They had the lion on their helmet. And the third caller just happened to be Hathaway Pendergrass. And Hathaway knew that it was the Cleveland Browns. Hathaway, you get a $10 gift card from Cruisers. And also, you get swapped every prize with one of our previous winners on WCHL. Congratulations, Hathaway Pendergrass, from all of us here at WCHL. Really cold this morning, 52 degrees in Chapel Hill. 52.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship.